Good afternoon. My name is Chen Ning Lu. I'm health economist and senior research fellow at Harvard Initiative for Global Health. It's a great pleasure to be here to share with you about our study on health effects of Yanxing Qigong. And in this study, we ask the following question. Does Yanxing Qigong affect men and women differently? To answer this question, we use a longitudinal medical claims data and various estimation methods. And we found that learning Yanxing Qigong may significantly reduce the medical spending for individual learners. However, we do not find general difference in the fall of medical spending obtained from learning Yanxing Qigong. This study is conducted by Dr. Xing Yan, who is a chief physician from Chongqing Institute of Chinese Medicine and a visiting professor at Harvard University. Mrs. Hua Shen from New Medicine Science Research Institute, Mrs. Charles Le and Jingjuan Chao from Vancouver Yanxing Qigong Center, Professor Yu Hongyang from School of Statistics of University of Minnesota, Dr. Jun Wang from New Medicine Science Research Institute, and I. In this presentation, I'm going to introduce you some background information about Qi, Qigong, Yanxing Qigong, and its related studies. Then, I will present you the data and the methods used in this analysis, and results will be presented, discussions will be made regarding the findings of this study and our future work. So, what is Qi? According to traditional Chinese medicine, qi is a comprehensive concept that generally refers to matter, energy, and information at micro levels. In life science, usually, the bioenergy of living organism is called qi. Qi within one's body is called internal qi. If it's emitted to the outside, it is called external qi. And Qigong briefly means qi at work, which includes training of qi and its function, utility, and effects. And Qigong is a foundation and a very important component of traditional Chinese technology and traditional Chinese medicine and the traditional Chinese technologies to promote and preserve health and wellness. And currently, in today's China, and the regulation of Qigong is under official administration by the Chinese government and has been widely used in medicine and in promoting health and wellness. There are two kinds of Qigongs in today's China, and one is medical Qigong, the other one is wellness Qigong. Medical Qigong usually refers to the function, the capability, and the effectiveness of external qi of special trained medical doctor, as well as the techniques and the methods that specially trained medical doctor take to help their patients to restore their health by emitting their external qi and helping patients to learn practicing Qigong. Wellness Qigong usually refers to the techniques and the methods taught to individuals to improve their health by self-Qigong training. Yanxing Qigong is a traditional Chinese advanced Qigong taught by Dr. Yan Xing, an internationally known Grand Qigong Master and a famous life scientist. Yanxing Qigong has characteristics of traditional Chinese medicine and the traditional Chinese health preservation and health promotion techniques. And Yanxing Qigong was recommended to the public as a safe and effective Qigong method by the Chinese government agencies. Yanxing Qigong distinguishes itself in undergoing rigorous scientific study in areas such as physics, chemistry, biology, etc. A series of scientific research accomplishments have been achieved at multiple levels. The findings are published in the peer-reviewed journals such as Brain Research and International Journal of Biochemistry and Cell Biology. Lab experiments suggest that the pathological pathways possibly related to the healing mechanisms of Yanxing Qigong. At the individual level, long-term clinical observations have shown that patients with cancer or other medical conditions have received significant beneficial effects from being exposed to the external qi of Yanxing Qigong, and in some cases, cancer patients have been cured. At population level, previous survey studies have found that learning Yanxing Qigong leads to a significant improvement in physical and mental health. In this study, we want to investigate whether the health effects of Yanxing Qigong differ by gender by looking at the effects of learning Yanxing Qigong on individuals' medical spending. An advantage of the study is that the medical spending information is collected from medical claims data, which is reliable and accurate, and the time of the data spans from 1995 to 2002, which provides multiple observations for each individual subject. So if you are a health economist who has been working on medical spending, and this is the best data you can ever have. So the data allows us to use a very powerful statistic methods to conduct our investigation. In this study, we have 181 subjects who are Yanxing Qigong learners at the Vancouver Yanxing Qigong Center. They are over age 18 and are enrollees of medical services plan, which is a mandatory insurance program financed by the British Columbia government. And all residents in British Columbia have to enroll in this mandatory plan. And besides, among all these, for all these research subjects, none of them are enrolled in other insurance programs. Also, they have medical cost records at least 6 months before and after Yanxing Qigong learning. The outcome variable of the study is medical spending per 6 month period. And as we can see that the average medical spending per 6 months is $225. And the independent variables used in this study are a dummy variable indicating Yanxing Qigong learning and a continuous variable indicating the number of months of learning Yanxing Qigong. And as we can see that most people starting learning Yanxing Qigong since 1999, and the average learning time is about 3 years. We also include age, gender, time variables in our analysis. And besides, we create interaction variables between gender, here between gender and the Yanxing Qigong dummy variables, and the gender and between gender and the Yanxing Qigong learning time variables to investigate the gender difference of health effects obtained from learning Yanxing Qigong. And we use various estimation methods in this study to test the sensitivity of our results. And we found that our findings are about Yanxing Qigong effects are robust to all these estimation methods. So here we only present the results from the generalized, that's here the generalized linear model with panel data. And this table shows the results from t-test on the difference of average medical spending per 6 months before learning Yanxing Qigong and after learning Yanxing Qigong between men and women. As we can see that the average medical spending before learning Yanxing Qigong is $250. And after learning Yanxing Qigong, the average spending is about $190. And the p-value shows here the difference between these two average spending is statistically significant. And here we compare men and women. We found no gender difference, no statistical significance in average spending per 6 months between men and women. This figure compares the average 6 month spending between Yanxing Qigong learners and non-Yanxing Qigong learners in each 6 months period. The blue bar represents the average 6 months spending of those who have not started the Yanxing Qigong in that period. And the red bar represents the medical spending of those who have started the Yanxing Qigong in that period. And as we can see that there's an uprising, look at the blue bar, there's an uprising trend over time until the 14th six-month period. However, in the 14th six-month period, we know that most people already started learning Yanxing Qigong at that time. Only a few of them, in this study, only four of them have not started learning Yanxing Qigong at the 6 month period, at 14th 6 month period. Therefore, the data presented here for the 14th 6 months is not reliable. So this is something we want to keep in mind. But all in all, this is just descriptive information we obtained from the data. And next, we are going to show the results generated from a sophisticated statistic model. This table presents the regression results of the effect of Yanxing Qigong on medical spending. And the highlighted variables, age and the Yanxing Qigong variables here, they all have significant estimates at the 0.05 level. And the dummy variables for years are not presented here due to the space limitation, and none of these dummy variables of years actually have significant estimates. And as we can, let's look at the age first. And we can see that age and Yanxing Qigong indicators, they're all significant. And actually, we test for all these four models we tested, they're all significant across all these four models. Age has positive effects. Look at the sign here. The coefficient is positive. Age has positive effects here. And the p-value is quite small, so it is significant at 0.05. And look at the Yanxing Qigong indicator, this dummy variable here. The sign is negative, which says it has negative effects on medical spending, and the p-value is also less than 0.05, indicates that this variable is statistically significant. And the time of learning Yanxing Qigong is the time effects of learning Yanxing Qigong is presented in the second part of the model. And as we can see that conditioning on learning Yanxing Qigong, the longer time of learning leads to a constant fall in medical spending. Again, we do not observe the gender difference in time effects of learning Yanxing Qigong on medical spending as we did in the first part of the model. It's not significant here. And in this table, we calculated the marginal effects of learning Yanxing Qigong on medical spending. And we found that on average, for this group of people who have studied Yanxing Qigong, the average learning time, about 3 years, the average medical spending falls by 37% due to learning Yanxing Qigong, with confidence interval between 18% and 71%. After studying learning Yanxing Qigong, an extra 6 months of learning will lead to a 10% fall in average medical spending per 6 months at this range. And the confidence interval is between 3% and 19%. So, based on these findings, we conclude that learning Yanxing Qigong may significantly decrease individuals' medical spending and lead to a constant fall over time if individuals keep learning. And we found no gender difference in health effects between men and women from learning Yanxing Qigong. And these findings are consistent with many lab experiments published in other journals on Yanxing Qigong over the past 22, over the past 20 years and also consistent with previous survey studies. Besides these independent variables used in our analysis, there are some other factors may also contribute to the fall of medical spending. And the first one is a rise in the price of medical services or a fall of individuals' income. So in our study, however, this is not the case. All subjects in our study are enrollees of medical services plan, and they only have to pay monthly premium. After that, they don't have to pay anything for obtaining medical services. Therefore, for them, if there's a change in price or in their own income, that will not affect their incentive to use medical care services. The second factor could be there are some mechanisms to regulate medical care providers, such as managed care in the United States. This is also not the case in our study. Here, the physicians enrolled in medical services plan of this mandatory insurance program are paid directly by the medical services plan on a fee-for-service basis. The design of this insurance program does not provide incentive to medical doctors to supply less of their medical services. And some previous studies suggested that some medical doctors may overuse or overprescribe services. So in general, medical doctors under medical services plan, they do not have strong incentive to lower their supply of medical services. And the third factor may be the shrink or the cutback of medical service benefits provided by the plan. And we do not observe that happen between 1995 and the year 2002. So in general, the design of medical services plan provide incentives to both patients and doctors to use more medical services. With reliable data and a powerful statistical method, this study shows that learning Yanxing Qigong may significantly reduce medical spending even under the situation that both patients and medical care providers have incentive to overuse medical services. So this finding is very impressive and very encouraging considering that the rise of health cost has been such a serious issue in many countries. So from my point of view, I really think learning Yanxing Qigong could be an efficient way to deal with this issue. However, this project is just a starting point in conducting a systematic study on Yanxing Qigong health effects at the population level. In future, with a randomly selected sample available, we may have better understanding on the health effects of learning Yanxing Qigong. Thank you very much.